coming. He's being chased. He's being sacked. D'Amico Ryans has him.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to The Film Room. I'm Adam Kaplan. He's NFL Film Senior Producer Greg Cosell. And Greg, in this section here, we're going to take a look at the cornerbacks. And you know, for years, we've looked at the cornerbacks. You want a guy like 5'11", 6', but really not taller than 6'1". We look at Sean Smith, 6'3½", Greg. Maybe that's not ideal size, though, but what do you think?
I got a theory.
All right.
A new theory from just watching tape the last number of years and looking at the receiver position in the NFL. A lot of taller guys, okay? And one of the things we've seen in the NFL, a lot more contested catches.
Right.
You can have 5'10", 5'11", corners. They could be explosive with great movement, great hips, great change of direction, great transition skills, all the words we use to describe corners. But if they're 5'10", it doesn't matter. The taller receivers still catch the ball. So I'm wondering if the NFL is now going to look toward taller corners, even if they're not quite as good athletically, because it's more difficult to make those contested catches. That brings us to Sean Smith. And you're going to see him up here matched on Larry Fitzgerald.
It's a great matchup there.
Pretty good receiver, by the way, and he's about 6'3".
Right.
So you're going to see Smith here, and he's going to make a great interception, but I'm wondering if any executives believe what I just said and whether they do or not. I did have some conversations at the Combine along those lines. Maybe someone like Sean Smith, who certainly doesn't have the movement that would be considered ideal, but if his value maybe increases a little bit because of his size, especially, let's say, if you're in the NFC North and you have to play Brandon Marshall and Calvin Johnson.
Greg, that was now Sean Smith, who's 6'3". Now we look at Brent Crimes of the Falcons. Shorter cornerback, but very physical and tough. But he didn't play last season, Greg. Go back in your mind here. What kind of corner is he?
He's a feisty corner. I like Brent Grimes on film. He's a tough Philly kid, by
the
way. And I think he plays that way. And you're going to see him right up here. And this is what he is. He's not a true press corner. He's an off-coverage corner. But I think he reads what we call the triangle very well. In other words, he reads the receiver through to the quarterback extremely well and jumps the route when he knows the quarterback is throwing the ball. And I think you're going to see that right here. This is Jordy Nelson and Aaron Rodgers. Look the way he jumps that, is able to cut in front of Nelson. That's what Brent Grimes is, and I really like his physicality. He's not a big guy, and he's not necessarily going to maul receivers, but I think there's a toughness to him that I really, really like.
And the thing I like about him is he's a former undrafted free agent.
Yeah.
He's kind of worked his way up the depth chart, and he's done a really good job, and he's just got to get his Achilles back to normal.
And that's a tough injury for a corner. So he is a question mark. It'll be interesting to see how teams view that.
Aqib Talib was a first-round pick of the Buccaneers. He's now with the Patriots. He was acquired in a trade last season, Greg. Very talented guy.
And, you know, the real interesting thing about Talib and the Patriots is when the Patriots got Talib, they ended up playing more man coverage and blitzing more.
Wow.
Because they were comfortable with Talib matching up against quality wide receivers. And you're actually going to see that here. What makes this play so fascinating is this is Talib in the slot. Well, you don't see him there very much, but you know why he's in the slot? And I'm just going to lose that so we can see Andre Johnson. So you see the Talib-Andre Johnson matchup. This is what the Patriots did a lot more of, and they were obviously successful. And as I said, they blitzed more. This is a really good job. You know what I love about this play, Adam? He understood the coverage. He's a man cover corner. That was a man concept, but notice how he undercut the route because he understood that he had help over the top. So he undercut Andre Johnson and was able to get in the passing lane and prevent the throw.
And you talk about man coverage. It seems, I don't say impossible, but there's so few really pure man cover corners.
Well, what's interesting in the NFL is a lot more teams are playing what we call two-man or man under two deep. You don't have to be a great man coverage corner to play that because you've got the help with the safety over the top. So you can do what Talib did. You can, in effect, let the receiver run by you, which you would never do in pure man, and undercut routes. So you don't need to be a great man coverage corner to play in two-man coverage.
Now we continue the theme of the first-round pick corners, and this next guy is Antoine Kazon out of Arizona. Guy's been a good football player, but kind of up and down, Greg. What does he look like on tape?
Kayson Adam has been an up-and-down player in his career. There have been times he's been benched. There's been times he's played well. At the end of the day, he's not lived up to his draft billing overall, which, by the way, is the reason he's a free agent. Because if you're a really quality corner and you're young like Kayson, you don't hit the market. Because corner's a premium position in the NFL. And you're going to see him right here. Here he's playing off-man coverage because you can see the safeties in the middle of the field, so he does not have help. So he's playing off-man coverage, very common for corners in the NFL to do that. And you can see here he does a very nice job. Look at his back pedal, reads the route extremely well, does not open up his hips too soon, so he's in a position to drive the throw. He did a very nice job there. He needs more consistency in his game.
Yeah, no question about it. And yet, on the other side, you've got a guy who's been around a long time. He's older than him. It's Quentin Jammer.
And he's a function of age here. Yeah. That's why he's a free agent.
Former first-round pick in his 30s, about 33 years old, Greg. Does he have anything left in the tank?
I think now he's a competition guy. You bring him in because you need competition at corner. You know, we just looked at Kayson. Yep. It's interesting. The Chargers are going to have an interesting situation at corner. Here is Quentin Jammer. Quentin Jammer has been a good player. Again, a very high pick. Solid corner, always been physical. I always thought in studying him that he didn't do as good a job with his eyes as a corner as he should have. And therefore, he got lost a little bit.
Exactly. The knock on him was when the ball was in the air, he didn't make plays. And I think that was the one missing element to his game.
Here actually does a phenomenal job in zone coverage, reading the routes, because he was not playing man-to-man over the wideout. Mm-hmm. So he dropped inside and did an excellent job reading the routes. And he's a veteran. That's the kind of thing he's very, very good at.
Now, Kerry Williams was drafted by the Titans. He's a Super Bowl winner, obviously, this year. Now, he struggled early in the season, but then
got
way better, really improved, Greg. How do you look to you?
Yeah, I think he became a pretty good player. Again, when you win a Super Bowl and you're on a Super Bowl winning team, I think sometimes people ascribe greater value. I think he's a nice corner. I would be very surprised, although I shouldn't say that because we know corner is a premium position, but he's not an elite-level type corner, and you're going to see him right here. And this is a very, very good play. It's an interception for a touchdown against Brandon Whedon. He's a solid player. I think he's a quality NFL starter. He'll be signed as a starting corner. He's not a competition guy. He's better than that, but he's not a great corner.
And Kerry Williams, Greg, was a late-round pick, but a guy who was selected earlier was Derek Cox of the Jaguars, who, quite frankly, is a good football player.
He is.
He's had some injuries, some inconsistency, Greg. I'd avoid him and marry.
Yeah, and I think when he's played well. And what I like about him is he's shown the ability to play both press man and off coverage. And, in fact, you're going to see him playing press man right here. And if you can play press man effectively, I've always believed that increases your value because I think it gives defensive coordinators more flexibility in their schemes when a corner can press. And I think that Derek Cox has shown that ability. It wouldn't surprise me, quite frankly, if he's in a little higher demand than some of the other corners we spoke about.
And he's big. He's 6'1", which is good.
Which speaks to my philosophy.
Right.
We'll see if my philosophy comes true.
Thank you, Greg. That concludes our free agency film room series here at PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
They could use an interception. They could use a fumble. Something. They need a game-changing play. The rush is coming. He's being chased. He's being sacked. D'Amico Ryans has him.